The MBTA says service is mostly back to normal after lengthy shutdowns on the orange and green lines. T leaders say the shutdowns allowed them to do critical work that makes the subway safer. But riders and transit advocates give the project mixed reviews. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
John Witte sits in his electric wheelchair, acoustic guitar on his leg, as he belts out an original song about the T.
I took the morning train and ended up beside the wheel.
Witte likes to perform on the Orange Line platform at Downtown Crossing. He says the biggest benefit from the shutdown are the new cars. They're a big improvement for riders with wheelchairs.
The new trains aren't nice. The ramp comes out of the new ones. And they let me on that with the wheelchair, you know. Yeah, they used to have a thing that you push, you know, on the old trains, a manual, you know, lift.
The T says the shutdown allowed the completion of 5 years of maintenance in just 30 days. When the Orange Line reopened, they warned passengers that slow zones would be needed for several days. But some slow zones are still in place, including in new spots where the T identified problems during the shutdown.
I know that it has been inconvenient for our customers, and I regret that, but I have also seen progress.
That's MBTA Chief Steve Poftak. He and others at the T say they need to replace aging ties and rails to completely remove speed restrictions on the orange and red lines. And they say crews have been working around the clock to make the fixes.
And I want to say from the outset that I support the judgment of our teams in the field. I believe that prioritizing safety means trusting their judgment in the field and putting slow zones in place and allowing them to get the work done.
Already, delays are back to where they were before the shutdown, according to the nonprofit Transit Matters. But on the Red Line, delays are at their highest levels since the derailment at JFK UMass 3 years ago. Jared Johnson of Transit Matters says he's frustrated that he hasn't provided more updates.
On the Red Line, we've had no answers on what the timeline is for any repairs or for any work to resolve those slow zones.
Johnson says he hasn't been able to process recent data about delays on the Green Line since the T shut down 5 stations for a month and additional stations for 6 shorter periods. But Johnson points out that leadership changes are coming to the T. Poftak, the general manager, is stepping down in January, and a new governor will appoint his successor.
I'm really looking forward to new leadership at the T and to figure out how we, you know, how we both resolve the slow zones and how we fix the, you know, the issues that the T is having. But how do we do that in a way that doesn't inconvenience riders significantly for a month and then still have issues unresolved?
Julie Johnson rides the Orange Line on weekdays from Ruggles to Downtown Crossing. She says it takes just as long to ride the T now as it did before the shutdown.
I think it's just pretty much the same. That's what I said before, pretty much the same. I don't see any change whatsoever.
But there's one improvement she notices every day. The shutdown gave the T time to replace many of its older trains, something that required training and inspections.
Oh, I love the new cars. It's so beautiful, so neat. I'm a clean freak, so those are nice.
You didn't like those old fabric seats?
Oh, no. No. This is the best.
So far, the T has rolled out 78 new Orange Line cars. But the agency is still waiting for more than 300 additional cars for the Orange and Red Lines. And thanks to the pandemic, the order is well over a year behind schedule. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.